What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Are you infusing your passion into your business so that your business lasts longer, its longevity is better, and you enjoy the process as time goes past? You know, business is an art, and passion often fuels creativity and drives artists to express themselves authentically. And I know because you listen to this podcast that you believe showing up in your business authentically is important. And so passion then, at least by my logic, should fuel our businesses. So I just wanted to share with you a bit about what I'm passionate about, and hopefully listening to this podcast motivates you or sparks some ideas in your mind to infuse your business with a bit more of your passion. Now let me back up a moment and say that phrase, do what you love and you'll never work another day in your life, I kind of agree with that, but not like 60%. I agree with it like 40%. I believe if you do something long enough and become good at it, then passion for that will develop. I just kind of wanted to share with you. One of the loneliest times for me since I got stuck outside of China back in January 13th, 2020, when I took that vacation with my family to Mexico right before the pandemic happened, and then the pandemic did all of its things and we got stuck here in Mexico. I like Mexico, by the way. But one of the loneliest times for me after I got stuck outside of China because of the pandemic was, it wasn't because my life was falling apart, which it was, but it was because for me, growing an online business transitioned from meeting and collaborating with people in real life to primarily working from home behind a computer screen, and just Zoom calls was the only connection. And you know, I realized that I'm not cut out just to be behind the screen. I noticed the subtleties, the things that really did fire me up about going into a workplace or seeing people in real life. But then just working behind a screen, it's like the only interaction you have is just business, business, business. Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? I need this now, you know, if you're the boss. But in real life, you know, there's all of these insignificant interactions which do add up to relationships. Not that, hold on, wait a second. I know I did not say relationships are insignificant. What I mean and what I'm picturing and what I'm trying to verbally communicate are all of the what we think could be insignificant little interactions throughout the day at a workplace or just in person that build up to or all combine to equal like this feeling that I know somebody and hopefully that you like the people that you work with or that you interact with on a daily basis. I miss all that. So where am I going with this? There's a few changes that I'm pondering, and it's okay to ponder and share about it. So I'm going to share about it with you, and hopefully this gives you an idea. But by the way, if we haven't met yet, my name's Quajo, and if you're like, where's Rick? Well, Rick is no longer the host of the podcast. So back in September, when Rick came back from his sabbatical, he introduced me as the co-host of the podcast. Just to bring a fresh voice and perspective, my history is that I was, with my previous business, Elementary Chinese, a member of Rick's accelerator back in 2019. And that business grew, and then it was decimated by the pandemic. And since I got stuck in Mexico and afterwards, I have been coaching with alongside of Rick. You know, he taught me most of what I know today, and I thank him so much for that. And so also in episode 746, I believe this was back in November, the episode aired on December 6th, he officially announced me as the host of the podcast. And so, hi, my name's Quajo. I'm a Facebook ads manager. And I'm an online course creator, a fledgling online course creator for the second time around. And I think it's an honor. It's an honor to deliver this podcast to you and continue to help you get tips and tricks and strategies to scale your business up into the high six figures. So over the past year, I just noticed and have paid attention to and, you know, talked to my wife about the best parts of doing business. And the parts that excite me the most were the people parts. Like, just the human interaction. Group calls from the fall where I helped other folks, online course creators, face-to-face with Facebook ads and kind of looking at their opt-in pages and sales pages and troubleshooting their funnels. I loved those and I looked forward to those. And those at the time were only part of the founding member launch for the Lead Gen Cheat Code. That's my relatively new course that teaches you the same strategies and setup techniques and tactics that I use to manage my clients' Lead Gen ads so you can do it for yourself. I just enjoyed delivering, like being on Zoom with them. I lost my train of thought. What I was going to say is those calls were only for a short period of time because they were part of a founding member launch for the course. But then I was thinking, I want to bring those calls back into my offer. And you know, I really enjoy strategy calls where I get to connect with my Facebook ads clients. And I really, really enjoy, they say when you use really, really, really a lot that your vocabulary needs to be better. I will fully admit, like, I get happy when copywriters say you're supposed to talk to folks on like a sales page and in emails at a third grade level, because that's about the level I could communicate at. So I really enjoyed collaborating in video. If you've seen on Instagram, you're starting to see more and more video collaborations with other people that serve the same niche, but in a complementary way. And I enjoyed these podcast collab episodes. And you know, Jordan Gill, she was on episode 752 titled How Collabs Can Explode Your Business Growth. You know, she inspired me because she's making a transition in her business too to focus more on collaborating. And she inspired me that, you know, you can infuse your passion into your business, if not pivot your business to directly be related with your passion. Now, I'm not changing up the art of online business or changing up my craft of Facebook ads management. But what I am going to do is bring more of the people element back into my business after some thinking, some soul searching, if you will, with my wife and some praying with Jesus. I'm not completely sure yet how that looks, but I know it lights me up and I know that I was created to connect with people. And dang it, I'm getting out from just behind the camera or behind the podcast mic in 2024. So I'm thinking about podcasts and how I hear lots from guests who've made it on other podcasts, but not so much from guests who are in the process of making it, who are still, you know, in the trenches, building their business. They have some wins, but you know, they've also had some recent losses of which the taste is, you know, still in their mouth. One thing I'm thinking about changing is adding a segment that starts to also put a spotlight and interview some course creators that are on the rise. And then I'm also thinking about including a group coaching component with my offer, the Lead Generation Cheat Code. But you know what I am really thinking about? Connecting with you in the DMs on Instagram. Because, you know, especially if you have a podcast or you create video for YouTube or TikTok or any other social media, it feels like one-way communication sometimes. So what do you think? One, about your own business. How could you infuse a little more of your passion into your business? And then two, what do you think about a group coaching element being added to a Facebook ads lead generation course? And three, what do you think about having folks, course creators on the rise, featured in a segment on this podcast where, you know, we dialogue back and forth. Maybe we look at their funnel a little bit. They get a moment, a chance to share some of their wins, what's working for them, but also share what didn't work from them. You can DM that to me on Instagram at Quajo, Quayjo. And I'll close with this. I am in a challenge right now. It's a 5-day challenge. And the leader of that challenge said, if you want to be successful, then you need to focus on doing what the top 5% of people are doing to be successful. That's important. But you know what's also important? Not doing what the 95% of people who aren't successful are doing. And so I already had the inspiration to include like course creators who are on the rise as a new segment in this podcast, but that's where I'm getting it from. So many of the podcasts out there, it's like an interview, an hour with somebody who's already made multiple six figures annually in their business, and you're learning their tips and tricks, and you don't really hear about the grind. Some podcasts talk about their rise, you know, and kind of the trials and tribulations they had as they were building up their businesses, but I still haven't heard very many podcasts that actually are interviewing people who are in the middle of it, the wins and the losses. Because in some of those losses, some of those failed attempts, and I'm sure you can identify with me, a failed launch, because I've had failed launches in my past. I don't know about you, but in those are lessons too. So thank you for listening to this episode. Please DM me on Instagram. I welcome you to DM me, and I will respond, and it actually will be me. That's at Quajo, Quayjo. And of course, the link to my Instagram is in the show notes below. Until the next time that you see me or hear from me, be blessed. Take care. Goodbye.